halachas of achakas. The Gemara Shabbos daf Yud Gimel brings down. Ma'aseh tamid achas shana harbi v'kara harbi v'shivish tamid chum harbi. He learned a lot and he's mishamish tamid chum a lot. Ma'aseh v'chatzi yomav and he died when he was very young, half of his years. He's usually tell us tefillin machzim about the knesset, about the midrashas. His wife came along and said that it says in the pasuk who chayachiv v'yachiv mecha. My husband learned so much, and he was dying when he was so young. And the Gemara said, no one had an answer until one person said that. What happened when she was Anida? I feel that's the time of the He didn't touch me when I was Anida. That's the time when she's not actually seeing. She's not actually seeing before you come tar like the Zainikim. Achal mi, shasi mi, v'yosh mi, v'kir, basav, l'sadad davachar. He ate with me, he drank with me, and Avadi didn't have any dath, didn't come to any chet, but Avadi did it. Amati la, baruch ha-mokim shahargu. Baruch ha-mokim that he got killed. Shalei nasa adam panam ha-tayra. Amar tayra lishtam yidit tamar le-tikrav. That when a person is a nida, a person has to be noyeg har-chakas. So this is one of the clearest for the isav har-chakas that Chazal passes in the Rabban Chazal came along and being that the Rishonim say that you're very ruggle in your wife and it's libe gaspel and it's very easy to come with dechet, so therefore even though on one hand we have kulas that yichas mutter with your wife, but we're machmer b'negei achokas, you have to be machik from your wife, and Chazal kept these things, all these halachas are forms of chiba, forms of something which could lead to chiba. And if a chazal were marchik you with the zinanim in order to keep away, that person shouldn't do a chet. All these, no, the pashas there about most of them. We'll get to exactly what's there. I said it's a smachta ba'alma. Now all these harchokis, they're iser be'etzem. It's not the pshat is like you see in this gemara. If you were over a chok and nothing happened, and not the pshat is over was I shouldn't be over. And it's a derbanan pshat is if you're over this, even if you didn't come today, it's a chashasham, but rather it's iser be'etzem. And it's going to be Issa Darbanan. In terms of what's Daraisa, what's Darbanan? So Tasha Mita Zasser, Daraisa by Nidak, move on. Chibur Gmanishik, we spoke about last week, 2 weeks ago, that all by Arais, Machak is Ramar Ramban, whether Chibur Gmanishik, when somebody is a Erva, or the Nida is like a Moody Issa Daraisa, is like a Issa Darbanan, we pass in Pshuta that Chibur Gmanishik, Bizman Isser, is going to be Issa Daraisa. All the rest of our Chakas, they're all going to be Issa Darbanan. And in order to prevent you from things happening, and they're all going to be Yisrael Darabon. When do Achakas apply? So Achakas apply when somebody is a Nida. That's when Achakas apply. Let's say you have a Bedika, or you have a Kesem. You're not sure what the Lach is. You just don't know. You're not sure whether it's a Shear, it's not a Shear. So if you take have a Suffix, so you should be Machak on Achakas. Okay. You should Machak on Achakas until... until you're Mavar the Suffolk. And at that point you should be Machmer. Benigeya, there's certain times which we say has common sense when a lady's not really a Nida, but she's spotting. I think we mentioned in the previous year, when a lady's spotting, so even though maybe she's not a Nida yet, it's not enough, it's not the Shear, at that point you should have Tasha Amita because she might be person Nida Bashas. B'shas, so at that point, hachokas you do not have to be machmer. Tashemita definitely should be machmer. Chivur Gmanishik, depending whether how in tune your wife is in terms of when she's starting to see and not starting to see. Like I had people like, oh, we don't look and we don't notice and whatever, and then like she really wasn't nida and they do Chivur Gmanishik. Now you have to make sure if your wife is in tune, then you're paying attention, and you know, Takad, she didn't really start her period. She's just spining and chalam Chivur Gmanishik. Be okay, but if she's not so in tune, he's just not looking, not paying attention, then already if she's staining, I would recommend already from that point be machmer on Chiv and Yishev Asa. In terms of the Yom HaVest, so Yom HaVest, Hachokas don't apply. Tashemit is also obviously. All the Hachokas are passing and preparing food and Mzikas HaKais, all those things don't apply. Chiv and Gvinishik, so we mentioned the Psak of the Shach, Machmer Tavalei Bracha, they're supposed to be Machmer on Chiv and Gvinishik Rishas Tavas. But Kisat Tashmit is also Merkadin, Chiv and Gvinishik is Machmer Tavalei Bracha, he's supposed to be Machmer on, and regular Achokas, you do not have to be Machmer on. The one Achok which is Machmer on is sleeping in the same bed. That already the Shachar Rav says more Chomer, and on the Yom HaVest, the proper thing is that one should be machmer on the Ibaves, you should be machmer on Mitachas. One last time, we're machmer on Achakas is on Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, we're machmer on Achakas, Ben Benay, Ben Medei, we're machmer on Achakas. Okay, so let's start to Halachas. Simchaber starts off Le Yischik, the Kiroshima, the Philip of Ram Betalem, the Mkuris is obviously Ram Nassan, brings down, they now let a Bimdaber Schik, Dvarm, what? Tisha B'Av says you shouldn't touch her. It says Negiya. It doesn't really say Archakas. Lashon Mechaber is supposed to be Machmer on maybe Mita'achas, touching, but that's my Archakas, that's when they're not applied with Tisha. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. It says you don't touch her, but that's not Archakas, don't apply. Good deal. Okay. Akapanam Mechaber starts off that Mekar Ovestor of Nassim, the Nassim to have a Schuik and Kalas Roy, Shafil B'Dvarim, Shem Yagla Avera. You're not allowed to say dvarim, which are magilim le'erva, the lidabra, behemimai, the torping's down there. It says dvarim betalim, doesn't dvarim betalim. You're not speaking about things which are margal, calmly day, tashmish, those in yonim are going to be also. So anything you say to your wife or do to your wife that she wants to give you a hug, you want to give her a hug, that goes into the gather of dvarim, which are margal le'day erva, and those type of things you should not be said. Can you say I love you when she's also? So it really depends, I guess, how if you say I love you and the tone and the connotation, the way you say it. You know, if you say it every single day in the morning as you walk out of the house, I love you, and it's like sugar slushing already. It's like, you know, it's like, thank you. Then it's not really, but if it's, you know, if it's more reserved for inyani, you know, for whatever, then imagine that situation, then if I mean, then it's going to, then it's going to be us. Because together, dvarim, which are miglin, erva, writing a note, like, you know, you mentioned, it's very important to write notes to your wife to show your appreciation, telling how much you love her. The mile of a note, I think I mentioned about notes, right? The mile of a note that's written, okay, fine, because that's something during the Shas Nidas, and if not me, that's not a time which you're able to do it. I've gotten Shilas, the women want to know, can they read it when they're a Nida? Is that bad? Some is mutter. If it wasn't, it's only when it's between two people. Like if you write a note to her, she reads it, it's a problem. Reading something from 2 weeks ago, and the chanami, that's the bisay, would not be the issue. So because any dvarim shechiba is going to be awesome. Now when the nashim are needed, a lot of times they fell ruchik from their husbands. So on one hand, you have to be really spending more time with your wives when bizman is surah as opposed to bizman hetter, because there's a certain ruchik. And the gather is attention, yes; affection, no. That's really together, and probably you should be paying more attention to your wife, Bisman Nidusa, and just affection is something which we stay with. Schoik and Kalas Roish is like letting loose. Schoik is like schoik Kalas Roish is letting loose when somebody is Bisman Nisur out of the normal. That's something which is also the place to discuss a lot of play games with your wife. And there's really no rule. It's really, these things are very dependent on societal and how often you do things. Anything basically which brings a starker kurva that you would get you in the mood, then that's going to be usher. If it's not that, then it goes into this gather. Here, can I eat out with my wife when she's in need? Depending how often you do it. And you know, if no mom, when you eat out, then echlami. It leads to that, then echlami. That's something which will be usher during need. If it's a lot of dafka and stuff, you get it all the time, or it also depends maybe where you're going, whether you're going to the bagel store, or you're going to more of a or whatever place. But the gather is anything which means a curver, which then that's going to be usher, otherwise it's going to be more. To go on vacations. So, that call, Nidus is not the time to go on vacation, and it's not the appropriate time for one to go on vacation, and Kipshuta would be like going into this guy there. The occasion is done in a tsura, or just a resting up vacation. It's not like it's not more of like a having a good time vacation, just resting up. Okay, then maybe we're not going to this guy there. But that's a b'soid. Bizman Nidusa is not the time that one should be going on vacations. The place he discusses, give a present to your wife. So the place he says that at some a present b'soid would be mutter. We're not going to something which would be usher. A present b'soid technically would be mutter. Obviously not a over-the-top present, it's something, but a regular normal present, you know, she has a birthday, or a regular normal present, That's something Betzem would be Mutter Bizman Nidusa. Fine. The next halacha Mechaber brings down Zina Lo Yigaba Filu Betzvaktana. That was based off the Gemara. We saw in Shabbos Yud Gimel. He said that I didn't feel Betzvaktana Lenagaba. Hashemayi says that's Usur to go ahead and touch your wife Bizman Shana that she's Nidusa. There's a discussion Benegeya. What's called, let's say you have Negiya de Davach, you're not actually touching. Let's say you're not touching her, you're touching her begadim. So the Aruch HaShulchan and Dakachu and others bring down, not only touching her is a problem, who would you touching, if you touch her begad, that also would go into the gather of touching. What about Negiya de Davach? Like, you're snoring at night and you want to, like, you know, give you a poke to wake you up. Or you're going to get somebody's in a wheelchair. That's called Negiya de Davar Acher. So the Ketura brings down the Betzim Negiya de Davar Acher be Seiru or Machmir. It's a very stark Seiru. Has a case over there that somebody is a blind person and he's walking with a stick. So normally the wife holds the person's hand. But Bizman they do so, what should he do? So the Ketura says, the Malkab Seiru, if you make it to hold on to the stick, it's considered a stark Seiru. But Etzim Negiya de Davar Acher or Machmir, unless it's a stark Seiru, then we're going to be makel. So you want to know, you're in the hospital and you're in a wheelchair, your wife's in a wheelchair, Chas V'Shalom, so you want to know, can you do in the gate? You know, they'll be considered enough of a tzarech to be makel. In a regular, normal situation, you should not do that. Not only do we ask her touching, who then we ask her passing something over, you to her, her to, or her to him, because maybe you'll come to, you go ahead and touch her, and therefore we ask her passing anything over. The Shaila is, what goes into passing? Let's say I don't pass the Torah, I put it into her pocketbook. Is that considered passing? So the Medayik that from the Paiskim, that's also, anytime you're handing something to her, and whether you put it into her pocketbook or you put it into something else she's holding, that will go into the gather of passing, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Therefore, I'm negating being kvater when somebody's wife, when you're bizman you do so. So it's not the time to be kvater. When you're kvater, you have to pass over. And during bizman you do so, you should not be a kvater. This is Frank Kanievsky. If you put the baby down, kvater is all sorts of schools being a kvater. So yes, Frank Kanievsky. If you put the baby down on, you know, you bring the baby, you put the baby down on like a chair or a table, and the husband picks it up, you have also all the schools and all the yanam. He says, yeah, you also get all the schools and yanam. If you do like that, like upon him passing, that lamaisa would, yes, be considered a problem. So in terms of passing a baby, so this is a tshuvas tashpats. So I want to say that maybe passing a baby is a little bit more leichter. Why is it more leichter? Because maybe there's a het of chaynoi siyas atzmai. There's a cloud that somebody who's the age, when they get hilcha Shabbos, it says chaynoi siyas atzmai, that if somebody is the age that the kid could walk by himself, so it's not really, and you're carrying him, it's not really considered you're carrying, because the kid could carry himself. So like Tashbait, so we did maybe over here also, but again, Nida, you could say a similar thing, that the baby comes, it's considered Chaynesius Asma, and it would not be a problem. Well, nice, so that's coming, so all the places they say Shabbos is different than Nida, and basically passing a baby is a problem. If you stick out your hand, the baby's old enough that the baby can like lean towards you, and you'll, you know, and you'll take the baby, then it's okay. But to hand it or to pass it, it's a problem. The baby's old enough, and the baby's going to come towards you, then, and chanami, that situation, then, hovia. If he's basically passing the baby's a problem, put the baby down. If it's old enough that he's, you know, leaning towards you and coming towards you, then, and chanami, then that's not called passing. He went by himself, and it's going to be a problem. Ramosha says, Shuvah discussing, can you carry something together? For example, you're going in an airplane, you have to carry the luggage together, like Kosan Kala, right? You have to carry the luggage together, it's driving for one of them, or just bumping up a stroller. So you want to just carry up a stroller together. Is that a problem or not? So when he's discussing, he says, like, on one hand, it's not passing, and the whole passing, you're going to touch it, you're not passing, you're just holding a big thing, opposite sides. It brings a riot for the missions of them that maybe it's going to be Yasser. Maybe it's not just a good riot, maybe it's a little bit different. Tumah v'tayra and Nechas Nida, and Ramesha writes that Be'etzem you should be machmer unless it's a makom tzarech. So therefore, that's our noyeg that Be'etzem you should not pick up something together unless it's a tzarech. So for example, if you're bumping up the stroller, so I mean Be'etzem you should just, you know, your wife's bumping up the stroller, it's hard for her to do it. So Be'etzem you should just do it. you're nice, young, and healthy. It shouldn't be so difficult. If you just don't know what you're doing, like you're banging the stroller up and like you're banging the baby, and your wife's like, what are you doing? And like, so kids, yeah, so just pick it up together and, you know, get lessons afterwards how to do it. You want to, and then whatever. But besides, basically, Malkim Tzorech will make out to carry something together. Who did the case I mentioned before? You're in an airport. You're in the airport and you have very, very heavy luggage. I mean, now it's not so heavy anymore. You keep on making small luggage, but when I get married, you know, you're doing like 75 pounds, it goes heavy, you know, the luggage. And sometimes you need two people to carry it. So then, but Mark and Sarah carrying something together, we would be able to do it. The Mark brings down, I dezrikam yodi li yodi lehepech aser, throwing something's also, this extension of passing, handing, holding, and I'll throw something from one person to the other person. Now, when you're throwing something, it's brought down that if you don't throw it to her hand, you're throwing it into something she's holding, that's mutter. Handing, we said you can't put it in her pocketbook. If you want to throw it into her pocketbook or throw it into something more onto her begadim, if you're not throwing it to her hand, so that's going to be mutter, and it's only also if it's tafka miyad liyada. The Siddur Torah discusses what about if you don't throw it straight to her, you throw it up, and she catches it. So maybe this is only dafka you throw it straight to her. Hashem Kane, if you're just throwing it up and it's not directly to her, maybe that's going to be okay. He's saying that kol machmud vam ilu tavalei bracha. Mikedin, it's mutter kol machmud vam ilu tavalei bracha. You get a blessing if one's machmud these things, but mikedin technically mikedin ill. Technically mikedin is going to be mutter. Before we go invite any questions? Throwing is okay, handing is going to be wrong. Yeah, and as if you're not doing it, and that'll be okay. As long as you're not throwing it, like Mashenkain passing the mice, they'll be passing. So make a quick second, I'm going a little quicker because we have a lot of lessons to go through. Seeing is a problem, and throwing is putting it to the backpack. Point to anything she's holding is a problem, you want to throw it, then it's going to be. Just a quick second, we said so far. We basically said so far, but again, Achakis, we went through the Zman, which Achakis are Aser, Zman Nidusa, you have a Suffolk Nidus, you should be Machmer, you have a vest. Tashemita Zaser, Chakas Amutter, Kiyar Nishik, Machma Tavle Bracha. We see in Kippur also there's going to be Zman Tashmish. Zman of Achakas, sorry. Benigeya, we spoke about the Isser of Schrei Kal Shreis and Varma Megillah the Arva, anything which brings a certain kurva that gets you in the mood, or gets her in the mood, that's something to be Aser, Bizman, Nidusa, attention is Mutter, affection is something which you should stay away from. Benigeya, passing, so we said passing is also maybe going to touch. You know, a toucher, touching Adi Dava Acher is Mutter, B'makam Tzorech. Passing was an extension of the Isser of touching Huadin, and we said that a child, unless a child, a baby, just could go by himself. Passing to her is any Maisa passing in her hand, on her pocketbook, onto her lap, anything which is connected to her passing is going to be Aser. Zrika is extension of this passing. Then we say Zdafka, if you throw it into her hand, if you throw it into her pocketbook or something like that, it's going to be Aser. It's going to be Mutter. Now, a lot of times, people have Shaz, when they get all these achakas, is that you're in the street and you have to hand something over and she's embarrassed. So is there a heter as covered a brias when they get these achakas? Or you're by somebody's house and. So Moshe says a truth when he writes that, but Etzem, there's nothing to be embarrassed about that you're a Nida. It's a very normal thing to do. You didn't do anything wrong by being a Nida. Half the year, half the time a person officially is, half the time a person is a Nida. And there's nothing to be embarrassed about keeping Allah. And therefore, Moshe says you don't have a right to say that, oh, covered a Brias. And therefore, to go ahead and be Mekal on something which is Aser Mekar Din. And we would not say there's a heter of, we would not say there's a heter covered a Brias when it comes to these Dini Achakas. Therefore, you're in the street, you can't hand it. And also, okay. High people see you, it doesn't make a difference. There would not be a heter of covered priests. Machaber says that this Isser Benegay is stackless. You're allowed to look at the Makomis Guluyim, Apish and Briyasa. You're allowed to look at your wife's Yoifi and be Nana from it. But you're not allowed to be Mistakle on Makomis Mukhasim Shabbat. Anything which is darker to be covered, so you're not allowed to look at it if it's Mani Dusa. What's considered darker to be covered? This is Machlikas Junior Moshe and I guess Pais Garrett as well. Ramosha's opinion is that darker to be covered is something which is darker, which she covers in the house during the day. If she's not mach, it's not the way she walks down the street, for example. then you get covering your hair, covering your hair in the house. So there's kimchas, some seifa, you know, definitely a lot of milas, and there's definitely a roi that can hug her to that she's cover her hair. But if she's not like to cover her hair, so Ramesh writes that whatever she walks around in the house, you know, and she walks around the house, that's considered the gather of ben bzmani dusas aser to anything she's not rogel to walk around the house. That's considered makom mechusa, and that's going to be awesome. If she's not rogel to cover her hair, so bzmani dusa, you know, it's not going to be a problem of being mistakel on her hair. The place Gary so said the steamus of dove is that it sounds like makom mechusa is the way. Whatever maker didn't have to cover, you know, when you go outside, whatever is maker didn't have to cover, which covers her hair, you know, anything which maker didn't have to cover, that's going to be something which is considered makom mechusa when the Gary is mani dusa. And you're not allowed to be mistakel on those areas. What's called a stackless? So you don't have to drive her crazy making sure she's always covered or whatever, because a stackless is that if you're staring at it. If you stand see it in real fitumoy and you're not staring at it, then it's not that big sedatus or a stackless. You don't have to be like driving yourself crazy that maybe it's a little exposed, this and that, then just don't be mistakel. Don't be mistakel, and that's, you know, she's talking to you, obviously, she's just this, you know, whatever the gather is. But some of this is working on the house, it's not so much her problem, just don't be mistakel. And that's going to be a gather. Basically, it's Shuvah discusses what's the halacha of negeya kol isha. Is there a sort of kol isha when she's a nida? Normally, kol isha is considered erva. The question is, on one hand, nidus is more kal, the yichud's mutter. On one hand, we find there more, it's more machmir in terms of Achakas, the Meister of the Pesach Shuvah is noita to be Machmer. Says Sarchi on Machmer. The Meister of Moshe Shuvah says Roy Lachmer. The Meister of Mekubal that Bizman Nidusa were Machmer on Kalisha. Therefore, for example, Zmiris or Stamzai singing or Machmer Bizman Nidusa, that you should not hear her singing.
Can't hear or can't listen?
Listen. I mean, you wonder if she's singing in the other room, so don't concentrate on it.
No.
No, if you're not listening, then it's okay. It's only fair. Only if you're listening. This is Bekoshi Atiru that Liskashi Ibn Nidasa, that Batsam Bimakashit Bimini Dusa is not a good thing. The Umeko Kadeshli Diskana al Baila. But the Umeko Shiskana al Baila, that it's okay to go ahead and do Makashit Bizmani Dusa. There was Mutter for her, but she's doing it Seichos. You know, it's Kedai Dimimayet. And obviously do it in a Right, so let's go to halachas now in the gay beds. So a couple of halachas in the gay beds is one is in terms of preparing the bed, the sleeping in one bed, the sitting and sitting and lying on each other's beds. So start with the Mark Stubas brings down that she's not allowed to make his bed in front of him. That's one of the things which is considered a dvarm shalchiba. And Dvarm Shalchiba Aser Bizmani Dusa. Therefore, making a bed, that's considered Dvarm Shalchiba, therefore it's going to be Aser. The Issa is Dafka Befanov. The only time it's also is Dafka Befanov, he's not in the room, there's no Issa. The time it's also Tzim Tasa Befanov, that's Dafka Befanov is going to be Aser. If it's not Befanov, there's no Issa in terms of making the bed. Another klal is that's only Aser if you're doing it, stop making the room neat and be misadded of the room. That's okay. The Isser is more preparing the bed to sleep. That's a Dvarm Shechiba. Stam, it says, Hatzaras Karma, Kasasa, Shutayrach, and Derechiba, Shari. If it's Stam making the bed to make the house look neat, that's not a problem. So, kids, it's only also Dach Bafanov. In Bafanov, only if it's Dvarm Shechiba, like preparing to go to sleep. Mashenkin, if it's Stam being inside of the house, then it's not going to be a problem. An extension of the Idin of, we said she's not allowed to make her bed. Who Idin, you're not allowed to sit on her bed or lie in her bed. And that's like extension of this din. Chabad says, Lo Yishev Mita Michedesah, Pishla Befaneh, you're not allowed to sit or lie on her bed. Even if she's not around, you're not allowed to be sitting or lying on your wife's bed during the Zman, during the Mina Dusa, you're not allowed to do it. What's called her bed? So in your house, okay, she has a bed. Minigaya, like say a hospital bed, she's there for a day or two. Surely it's not called Mita Miuchedes La, you know, we would not be Magdor as her bed, or find a hospital, it's not her bed, they move around from place to place. Like a hospital bed wouldn't be a bed. You don't know if you go away for one night, so somewhere, is that called her bed? Not really, I'm saying. Yeah, it's be like a kviya, some little kviya is like for a couple of days or something in order to be sitting in her bed. If it's just like one night or something, then that would not be sitting in her bed, and this halacha would not apply. So, because you're not allowed to sit or lie down in her bed. But Negeya, her to you, so halacha is that she's not allowed to lie in front of you. The Taz says why, because when she gets up and down, there's her, and therefore she's not allowed to lie in front of you on the bed. Mashenkein sitting in front of you, then he'll be mutter. She skaz over. She can't make your bed in front of you. Stop preparing, making the house mitzvah. That's mutter. If it's that's mutter, and the shleibah fun is going to be mutter. But again, the beds, you can't sit or lie in her bed. The pesach shiva discusses. Let's say she's out of town. She went away for a couple of days. You know, she went to America for a chasana. So then the lacha doesn't apply. All about the chashir when she's around. She's away for a couple of days. Then it's okay, or if she has a baby, she's not home, so the kids crawl into your bed Mother Night, and so you want to move over to her bed. So then, if she's not around, then for a couple of days, then the halacha would not apply. To sleep in her bed when she's not around. When she ain't getting hurt to sleep on you, when you're not, she's sleeping in front of his mother, in front of you, sitting is okay, and lying is going to be a problem. The lucky is now sleep in one bed, even if they're not touching each other. It's a big, massive bed, not touching each other. You get shaylos that sometimes you end up going to a hotel where there's stories of Shabbat brachas, and you're in a hotel and there's only one bed. And she's a nida, so what do you do? Sleep on the floor, basically. It's a big king size bed, and it's like, you know, the size of 2 meters by 2 meters. Doesn't make a difference. Mitachas is b'chafsek se rechiba, if you're touching each other, and therefore, in that case, sleep. Now you're not able to. It's a problem, and you have to sleep on the floor. The Ramah brings down if you have two separate beds, but they're touching each other, that's also going to be a problem. Therefore, that's where it comes from, that the beds have to be separate. How separate do the beds have to be? So Meikar, then the Piskei Tshuva says a mashu is enough. As long as the mashu is not touching, a little bit separated, then technically it's going to be mutter. There are menachim that Ketubah brings down. Some say it should be a get that you shouldn't be able to reach each other. Like in the middle of the night when you're sleeping, you shouldn't be able to reach each other. It's put down b'shem d'arizal that maybe it should be a ama in between. But l'maisa the ikar din is a mashu. It's going to get you by, let's say, by your in-laws, and you know the beds are together. You're embarrassed, they're separated. So that even though he says no, have to cover the brias from the ger chokes. That's something which is when it's also make our din. Oh, here the Iker Din is a mashu. So if you don't want to separate it, then Iker Din is okay. Or if you're in a place where it's just a very small room, you're not able to separate it. Now the room is there, it's just a wall-to-wall beds. And there's nothing to do about it. So the Iker Din is a mashu, and therefore as long as the mashu is separated, the Iker Din is going to be okay. The Ramah brings down that you're not allowed to sit on a safsal arach, which is misnenedes vein mechuris akaisel. If you have a chair or a couch which moves when you sit in it and you feel each other, that's me'ain sitting on one bed or some type of chiba, and therefore it's also to sit on the same bed. For example, can you go canoeing together? So that's a problem in your canoe or a rowboat, so you feel each other, and therefore it's going to be a problem. That those who matter if somebody else is sitting in between them, the only time it's a problem is also if it's somebody in between the two of you, so then it's not going to be a problem. So if I'm going to get sitting on couches, so if you have a hard couch, there's no shayla. If you have one of these soft couches, when you sit down, like you feel each other, and you know it's one of these soft couches, then that's going to be a problem, and it's going to be aser. Want to be mutter if you have somebody else sitting in between the two of you, then you know you put a kid in between you, or somebody else sitting in between the two, it's going to be mutter. But otherwise it's going to be aser. So this gets very negeya when you're traveling on a traveling in a car. So it depends what type of seat they have. So if you have if it's a hard seat and you don't feel each other, then it's okay. But if it's like one of those like soft like leather seats and you sit down like you feel each other, then that's technically going to be a problem. If there's somebody else, Yeshivas Beinayim, then Echnami, then that would be the Eitzah, and put something else in between you, then that's the Eitzah, and it's going to be Mutter. There's also another hetter when you're dealing with a car that if you're going for a tzorach, it's important to go. The Ramah brings down that they didn't answer this issur safsa misnadid when it's something which is like not really shaykh to do. You know, in olden days, all the wagons, they were safsa misnadid, and basically a person would be able to go travel to go to chasna, go anywhere you want to go anywhere. Some of you going, if you're going for like some trip or vacation, then echnami, you would be also to go. But if you're going in a car, and even if it's safsa misnadid, if you're going for a tzorach, so b'chei gavna, it's not going to be also, and it's going to be mutter. Just quick hazar bez before we go on. So we said when you get bez, we said this is making the bez. This is of sleeping or sitting on her bed is the problem. She's allowed to sit in front of you or lie when you're not around. Beds touching is the problem. They could din zamashu. There's a minute to be further and sitting on the same couch or when you feel each other's movements are going to be a problem. If somebody else mafsik in between, then in a chanami, that's going to be mutter. Or if there's a stack at tzarech to travel, then also be chayi gavno. For what?
For neatness.
It's from the side of the house. I'm just doing it.
It's the same
mice. Yeah, it's not the Vashachibu. If you're doing it prepared to go to sleep, then it's going to be a problem. I'm thinking if it's stumped or whatever, then it's going to be a problem. And the Gerach Chalkis of one of them is sick. So it's brought down that if he is sick and there's no one else to take care of him, so we get older people or whatever situation, there's no one else to take care of him, it's the middle of the night, and needs help. So it says, Muchhebe Mishim Shen, who's lost a Matrash and Shamshe, she's a lot of. You don't have to do the achakas. What's the reason why? Because when he's sick, he doesn't have kayak, so therefore the ochshash is that l'chamidei iser. He's the one, the instigator, the man's the problem, and therefore if he's sick and doesn't have kayak, he's weak, so then there's not so much of a chashash. You should be careful as much as possible not to wash him and sasamita, but the other achakas we're going to be making. She has to touch him. And he's up getting up. He's up going to the getting up, going down. So mikra din smutter. It's better if she does like the davar acher, if she puts like through a baguette, through gloves. But mikra din, if there's no one else around and he's sick, it's gonna be mutter. If the wife is sick, it's more chamer, because the ikar problem is aware that he's the instigator. So if he's sick and he doesn't have any kayak, it's less of a chashash. If she's sick, there's still more of a chashash. The mechaber paskins, awesome. There's no heter v'chokas when she's going to be sick. The Ramah is mekel yeshem imla mishem shemshena mutter bakal and tzichem harav lekach. Ramah says if it's very very important and she needs you when she's sick, you're able to be mekel on the v'chokas and helping her get up, get down. If there's no one else around, then it's going to be mutter. So again, your wife's in labor. You allowed to help her or not? So. The Ramah is saying, if there's no one else around and she needs a lot, then it'll be mutter. What's called knowing us being around? The truth of Advat says that if you're able to hire somebody, you may have to go hire somebody. The man's sick, you don't have to do it. There's lots of chashash because he's sick. Mashen Kain, Benigeya, when she's sick, Be'etzim, you're supposed to try to hire somebody. If you can't hire somebody, or it's sudden, or it's not practical, or you're not able to do it, so then if there's no one else around, then it's mutter to do it. So therefore, your wife's in labor. Ideally, have a labor coach. You can't afford it, or it's not a gay, or a labor coach is not there, or you don't have one, whatever the story is. She doesn't want one. And then, in the Chanami, can you help her up and down the steps? Can you help her? Then, in the Chanami, that's called Tzichon Harbi Lekach, and it'll be mutter to go ahead. And if it's Tzichon Harbi Lekach, yeah, Baito try to do Mafsik, I they beg it. But if it's Tzichon Harbi Lekach, then it's going to be mutter. The Dan Hager brought down Simpei Ches. Going to a shul during this man when she's in the Dusa. So the Chavir brings down that, the Ramah brings down the Simpei Ches, that there were those who machmer that Isha didn't. Yesh kas ein Isha But maybe Rosh Hashanah comes to the Beis Knesset, so it's Shem go to Shul during this time when she's a Nida. Yesha Matas Chalikar, sometimes say it's Mutter. Minig Kesar Rishayna, the Minig is Timi Mekel. May Liba Nago Hata feel Makamish Nagal Hachim, Yam and Nairam. Says there wasn't Minig the Uncle Shul at all. The son was from Mekel. Says the Minig is to be Mekel. The Nerma says, even the Machmir, Namuan, and his mama, she's not actually flowing. She's just Hanida. She's during the Zainakim. The Nagal Hatter, the Nagal and the Mako. Even the Machmirim are Mako Yom and Iran with a lot of people there. And it's Atzvas Godol. Everyone's coming to Shul and they're going to be outside. Then we're Mako. Oh, come on, the Maisel, the Minigla Maisel, the Minigay going to Shul is that we're Mako, that they can go to Shul. Just they shouldn't stare at the Ksav of the Sefer Torah. Which is usually, you know, so, I mean, here's not a gate, I can't see through the. But, oh, we're going to have a Vesna. Okay. What? If it's the Ksav of the Sefer Torah, you shouldn't stare at it. Everything else make it, then it's going to be a Mutter. And again, going to a basic virus. So, their best mission for reading exam, that she's not supposed to go to basic virus, is not that she is Usher. Till what point? So, the Mashmoy's mission is till she goes to the mikvah. That's the she should be Mathway, she should not go to the basic virus. Other places are a little bit more makel. They say that Kolzman, that she's flowing, she shouldn't go. If it's during the Zainikim when she's not flowing, then there's more of a Mokim Tibi makel. So Shadow comes up. Let's say there's a Yartzeit or a Levaya or a Shiva or a Shleshim. So can she go or not? So just like we saw by Menigay going to the Shul, the Ramah brings down that the Mokim, it's like hard for them, it's a Tzar Lehem. Or Mako, these things aren't Isurim. It's just more as covet, right? You don't go into the shul when you need to, because it's covered of the shul. Okay, well, Mako, you know, look at Ksav Sefer Torah, it's covered of the Sefer Torah. So who I did Minigay? But the basic verse also, it's covered of Mason, it's brought down. Therefore, if it's a Tzurich for them to go, whether it's a Levaya, Shiva, Shleshim, or Busha, or you know, Daniel Mako, otherwise, Bikaron, they should not be going.
Seminary is coming to.
Yeah, so. There is some type of shmur b'shem b'shem you can avar from Yishvar, the exact nusach that he said that it could be his only way to din to go to the mikvah. Like a similar girl wants no din to go to the mikvah, maybe there is no such halach like that. But if you can't see Yishvar, if you ever heard a nusach like that, definitely be very interested in the exact nusach. Shul at the end of the day, the minute you mishvar, the minute you mikvah, it's just only going to save it there, no matter what. The gay going to Levi, bet some Mishwur's Machman, and I was saying, there's a Tsar, Tsarach, you know, with Mekel. Which one? Shivikin is more cow. Flowing is the worst. Yeah, but Makim, Tsar, Tsarach, with Mekel, and over there we're going to be Mekel. I spoke up Pesamim, and the Lucky is now as one of the Chukas is now as smell Pesamim of Isha. The reason why he is his thumb, it's Meyer. It says Besam is also to sell even if the Besam which she has on her and she takes it off. No, this is like wear Besam, take it off. Over there also the Besam over there, that's something which would be Aser to smell. Benegeya smelling Besam and Benegeya Avdala, if she's holding the Besam, you know, that obviously would not be a problem. It's only smelling a perfume. That's something which would be Aser. It's also for her to prepare mayim for chitza. That's one of the Ram Shel Chiba. And preparing mayim for chitza is going to be aser. Just like we said by making the bed, the issa is dafka b'fanav. Shlech fanav is going to be mutter. Who didn't over here, the issa chitza is dafka b'fanav. Preparing a bath in front of him is a problem. Shlech b'fanav, in that type of situation, the maysa would be mutter and it would not be a problem. The place in discuss, can she bring mayim achroinim or negovaser? So there they say it's mutter. It's like siddur. It's a dvar mitzvah. It's like siddur dvar shechiba, and then it's gonna be mutter. Yeah, the chayr is not being shown. It's not being chayr. It's okay.
She's doing it for herself also.
Yeah, for sure. Then chayr is okay. Just go through the lachas of eating, and then with that we'll finish. So the chazal asked her so then lachas to get eating with her. All these things are also vayter because eating is a dvar shechiba. And Chazal asked various things in terms of eating together with your wife. So first halach is not eat together on the same table. There's the same table. There's same plate. There's leftovers. and preparing food for each other. Sometimes if you eat on the same table, it's also to eat on the same table of the Ishtei Nida, unless you make some type of shinoi. What's considered a shinoi? So the Beis brings down that if she switches her seat, she normally sits in one place, and now she's going to sit somewhere else. If it's clearly defined, she has a clearly defined seat, then over here, this time she's going to switch. So that's considered a shinoi, and it's going to be winter. Another shinoi is you put something in between the two of you. Have a hacker, remind you that she's a nida, so then that's going to work. How much of a hefsek do you need? No wonder she should be in between the two of you. So there are some places you can say you have to have some type of share. The ikar din is anything which is noticeable. It doesn't have to be a tafach or anything which is noticeable, then it's going to be okay. And there is no exact share exactly how much it has to be. The thing which is a hacker has to be something which is not normally on the table. Something which is normally on the table, then it's not going to be considered a hacker. Has to be something which is not normally on the table or something which you're not using, or something which is normally on the table but you're not using this time, then it's going to be mutter. And Mashenka, if you just put like a, you know, one of the things that you're eating from, you're using from, then the mice that would not be considered a hacker. So Shaz, if you buy somebody else's house, you have to go ahead and have a hacker or not. So this is a big machlokes in the Rishonim and in the Achronim. What comes out of the mice that it would be a nice thing to be machmer to put a hacker also, but if it's difficult, there is what to be make of. The whole vart is a vart of chibah, so it could be with other people around, other people's houses. It could be there's no vart of chibah, it's machlekes to Rishonim. The Rash is machmer, the pekeis of mice is makel. So the ikar, outside this, right? If it's uncomfortable, mashal uncomfortable, you don't have to. There's definitely what to be saimachan. And the pekeis says the minigit was always to be makel. The Rishonim which are machmer, therefore, you know, it would be a nice thing to be machmer, but it definitely is uncomfortable then. You have to be makel, and you don't have to do it. The place to say that if you're sitting on a big table, you're sitting and with there, you would not have to have a hacker. For example, if you can't reach each other, you know, one side of the table, she's on the other side of the table, you can't really reach each other. That would be considered like a hefsek, just like a basa b'chalav is no din. So too over here, there wouldn't be a din if they're sitting on a larger table. If each one uses their own placemats, so if normally when she's mutter, they don't have separate placemats, and when she's also, you have separate placemats. That's like a separate table, and therefore, that's going to be mutter. So that's the first halacha. First halacha is eating all from the same table. There's another halacha of eating from the same plate. This is of karachas. If you're eating from the same plate, that's a chiba, and it's going to be a problem. Therefore, for example, if they have, what do people eat from the same plate? They have melon, and just like eating from the same plate, that's a problem of karachas, and eating from the same plate, that's something which is going to be a problem. Moshe has a chumra. The Moshe wants to say the gather of one plate is not just one plate, it's one portion. Anything which you normally would not share with somebody else, you're only sharing because husband and wife, Moshe wants to be machmer and say that's something which is going to be also. Therefore, Moshe is machmer, for example, split a soda, split a potato chip bag, or something like that. Now, as Moshe was machmer, that's going to be a problem. The mice, the minig is to be makel. Moshe is rebbe chiddush, and the only time it's usher is eating off the same plate. If you're eating off the same plate, then it's going to be mutter. So what do you do if you have something on the same plate you want to eat? So it's very simple. Just put it onto separate plates, and then it's going to be mutter. As long as you're not eating off the same plate, it's a problem. If you take off, you have a serving dish, and you have over there fruit, so just take off onto your plate. Eat from the same plates, then it's going to be mutter. The only time it's going to be usher, if it's mamish going to be on the same plate, then it's going to be a problem. If you move on to some different place, it's going to be mutter.
Is it passing around a massive bag of chips?
And what? So you take it out, and you put it
out, and then you're taking it out, and you're passing it back and forth.
So you just put it on a separate plate. You should eat from the bag. If you eat from the bag, it's a problem. You take it, you put it on the table, and you're eating from separate things, then it's okay.
Even though you're not eating at the same time, you're passing it from the table.
Yeah, that's called, it doesn't mean the same time. If you're eating and going like that, it's a problem. But if you put it onto your plate, then it's going to be okay. The halacha is not, he is not allowed to eat her leftovers. She's allowed to eat his leftovers. This is the halacha on him. He's not allowed to eat her leftovers. What's considered her leftovers? So the Mishnah Shiva writes like this, that leftovers is only if you eat from the actual thing. It says, for example, if you took two pieces of schnitzel and she only ate one, so the second piece is not considered a leftover. She didn't eat from it. leftovers, after she ate from it, then it's going to be considered a problem. Something like a salad, for example, that's something which is all one thing. She ate part of the salad, so the rest of the salad would be considered a leftover. So something like, which is an independent thing, like a piece of schnitzel, chicken, if you ate from one, that would not be considered her leftovers and not be a problem. So the halacha is that you not eat from her leftovers or drink from her leftovers. For example, she's drinking from a soda bottle and a soda can, you want to drink from the rest of it. That goes into her leftovers and it'd be usher to drink. What are the terim we're going to get drinking from her and eating from her leftovers? So I'm going to bring a couple of terim. One heter is if somebody else eats in between the two of you. If somebody else eats in between the two of you, so then that's not considered Dovah Shel Chiba and it's going to be mutter. Second heter is if it's Shalei B'Fanav. If she's not around, she left. She ate something and she left and she's not around, so that would not be considered that's not considered Dovah Shel Chiba. And if she's not around, so then that's going to be mutter. The last heter is probably most negative heter is if you poured out from her cup into your cup, you did some type of Shinoi, so then that would not be considered a problem. So therefore, that's always really the eitzah. If she drank from it, and you want to drink from it, so just pour it into your own cup. If you pour it into your own cup, you change it from what it was, so then it's going to be mukta. So who didn't also buy shari machal? If she ate from something, if you just take it and put it into your plate, it's not on her plate anymore, so then that's going to be the simple eitzah, and that's...
Even
davar gosh. Even davar gosh, if she's able to make one. So some sassafar we said so far is this issur of eating on the same table, hacker in between works. If the table, if you're far away from each other, you can't reach each other, it's okay. If it's, she changes her seat, it works, if that's some type of hacker. How big is a hacker? Hacker is even a mashu. When you buy other people, like a roy to be machmer, but if it's a little uncomfortable, we make all. There's this of eating from the same plate, that's a one, you know, I1, she eats one, that's going to be usher. Her leftovers is usher, from food and drink. If you switch it to a different cup or different plate, then that would not be considered a problem, and it's going to be what? That also, if somebody eats or drinks in between you, then by your leftovers, not karachas, by leftovers, that's mutter. By your leftovers, that's mutter, not by karachas. Now, the last halacha we have to discuss is the halachas in terms of preparing things. So, one of the things in Rakhsu brings down, kom halachas yisai salabaila, yisai salabaila, chuz mizigas kois, sha'asa limzakabakais bafanav. This also to do mizigas kois bafanav. She's not allowed to prepare a drink, and she's not allowed to prepare a drink in front of him. The issue of preparing is Kishem Shasa Mizaglai Kachasa Mizagla, that he can't prepare for her a drink and she can't prepare for him a drink. What goes into preparing a drink? So making a coffee is a problem. Who in the Rishon says even just pouring? If you're pouring in front of each other, that also would be a problem. He says Seder night, make sure not to pour a cup for, you know, pour for your wife, right? To pour your wife to pour for you. That goes into issue of Mizigas. Okay, he's even not preparing. It's not like you're making like a coffee, we're putting the sugar in the milk. He's preparing it. By preparing anything that's going to be a problem. So when it comes to making coffee, if she doesn't finish off the coffee, she puts the coffee and you have to put in the sugar and the milk and it's not really done yet the maziga, then it's mutter to do. It's only also if it's a finished product. If it's not a finished product, then it's going to be mutter. It's dafka also b'fanav. If she's doing it in the kitchen, you're in the dining room, then it's not going to be also. It's only also if it's right in front of you. Mashing and shleib b'fanav in that situation, then it's going to be mutter. The halacha also applies to food that she's not allowed to serve you. It says, l'nich l'fanav al shulchan is going to be aser. So in terms of serving you, so she's not allowed to serve you and put something right in front of you. So there are two heterim when it comes to serving food. One heter is if you do it, you don't put it right in front of the person. You know, as if you go and let's say, if I put it right over here in front of be a problem. If on the side over here, if it's on the side, it's not right in front, then it's going to be mutter. There's another heter if you do it with a shina. What's considered a shina? If you do it with your left hand, that's going to be considered a shina. Now, the left hand is only a shina, is only if, obviously, you're not a lefty, number one. Number two is you're holding two things in your hands, then it's not a shina, right? Only one portion of one hand, one portion of the other hand. It's not a shina, it's just that your hands are all full. It's only a shina if your right hand is available and you use your left hand, so then that'll be considered a shina, and then a bimot. Extension of the dinner of the moizig the kais, it says now let's send her a kais. You can't send her a kais of only macher vayib wine. It's also to send a kais shal yayin, even if it's a kais shal bracha, it's going to be aser. So if it's very negative, you make kiddush. So you can't pass her or sent to her the wine, that's considered the davar shechiba, and therefore it's going to be also. So what do you do? You make kiddush. You make kiddush. Just pour it into the cup and don't pass it towards her. Just pour it down, and she'll take it. That's okay. If you do a maisa of like passing it towards her, then that's something which would be a problem. People want to know, let's say you buy your in-law's house and like what your parents' house, they make kiddush and they pass one to you. Can you pass it to her in that type of situation? That's okay because they're, it's not your wine which you're passing. You're just passing for somebody else. From somebody else, that's okay. It's only a problem when you pass it from yourself, then it's going to be a problem. I think if it's stop passing it over, then the maisa that's going to be mutter. That the hachakas are iser be'etzem, the zman hachakas are b'mei yudusa, until she goes to the mikvah, who didn't have a suffix mar yet to be machmer, and kippah were machmer, yom aves, dafka, tashamita, chim nikshim makot of lebracha, hachakas don't apply. What's usher? It's usher to do any deeper, which is magali de erva, schik and kalash reish. Vacations are not minaroy, as many do so, it's not really time to go on vacation. Presents, we said, are mutter. Passing, touching is usher, passing something is usher. The theme is very big. Extension of the usher, passing is within throwing something to her. Passing something into her pocket, but it's going to be a problem. I think we said throwing, that's a miso. Nice will be mutter. But again, eating on the same table is a problem. You have to have some type of hacker and hefsek in between. Then it's going to be mutter. Karachas is a problem, eating off one plate. You have to make in separate plates. Who had in her leftovers is going to be a problem. She's likely from his leftovers, but he can eat from her leftovers. This is a stack that's been made in Dafka area, I think, which is normally covered. Just looking at emotion and I saw the Kapaiskim, was how she goes in the street or how she goes in the house. It's also for her to make the bed, to be beside the house is okay. In terms of sitting, he's not allowed to sit or sleep on her bed, unless she's in the house, but she's not around. She's allowed to sit in his bed, but she can't lie in front of him, shut in front of him, it's going to be mutter. The bed's make her dinner mash was enough, but it's been a right that it should be a little bigger, a little more of a separation between the two of them. If he's sick, so then war makel. If she's sick, only his mom has another option. The chiyah is supposed to hire somebody. So, again, the minhag not going to be sakvaris. We said that, if it's difficult, it's our tzarech. We're going to be makel. And the minhag is shul, only machmer on being mistakas yevater, and he also not machmer.